You may have never heard of it, but Mycoplasma genitalium, or MG for short, is one of the most common sexually transmitted infections in Australia. But it is stubbornly resistant to treatment with antibiotics. Now researchers say they've developed a simple test that could dramatically change treatment options. Lauren Williams reports.
Like chlamydia, Mycoplasma genitalium can appear symptomless, but left untreated, it can cause infertility, miscarriage and premature birth for pregnant women. And it's affecting almost the same number of people, about 1 to 2% of the population. Associate Professor Dr. Katrina Bradshaw from Melbourne's Sexual Health Centre and the Monash University said a treatment test was desperately needed.
In women, it can cause symptoms of pelvic inflammatory disease, so pelvic pain, abnormal bleeding, pain with sex, abnormal discharge. In men, it commonly causes urethral discharge and pain when they pee, so burning when they pee. It has now been shown to increase the risk of preterm delivery and miscarriage, and it's implicated in tubal factor infertility, like chlamydia and like many STDs. The majority of people who catch them don't have any symptoms at all.
The biggest concern is that the superbug has become resistant to antibiotics. Dr. Katrina Bradshaw again.
It's a challenging organism because it's what we call intrinsically resistant to a number of drugs. So the penicillin type class of drugs and the cephalosporins, drugs like Keflex that people have heard of, just simply don't work. So it's really susceptible to a couple of classes of drugs, and the main one is azithromycin, which is a drug that's very widely used in the STI field for chlamydia. And it was very effective when we all first started using it, and over the last decade, resistance has emerged extraordinarily rapidly, and we now have resistance to azithromycin, our first-line drug.
Now, researchers working with Melbourne's Royal Women's Hospital have developed a simple diagnostic test that not only tests for the bug, but it also screens people for what treatments are likely to work. It's been approved for cover by Medicare, and it's already starting to be rolled out at GPs and clinics across Australia. Katrina Bradshaw explains that it's not just a diagnosis, but also a test for resistance.
This is truly a disease that you can't just have a diagnostic test that detects it. So it's useless to tell us whether it's there or not. We absolutely need to know whether it's resistant to antibiotics. So this concept of a combined diagnostic resistance assay is not new. We're looking at these for gonorrhea. It's in place for some other conditions. But the beauty of this is it's very rapid. When you've given the diagnosis of MG, you're also given the resistance profile that enables you to individualise therapies.
Dr. Katrina Bradshaw from Melbourne's Sexual Health Centre, ending that report from Lauren Williams.